Mem Flaherty stood framed in the open door, sunlight streaming into the gatehouse around her. Criculus's eyes popped open. He sat up, blinking.
Hey, what's the... Oh, it's you, Mem. Father Abbott, what are you doing sitting on my chair? What's happening?
Swiftly, the abbot slid from the chair arm, making a pretense of searching around the gatehouse.
Oh, nothing. Sorry we disturbed you. We were searching for the little Rodham, weren't we, ma'am?
The Her Nurse stared stupidly at the furiously winking abbot.
Got something in your eye? Here, let me take a squint.
She rolled an apron corner and licked it. Appademus was quickly at her side, muttering,
Play along with me.
Mem did not have a clue what was going on.
Play along, sir? Righto. What do you want to play? Hunt the acorn? Toss the pebbles? Bit silly playing flipping games instead of looking for that confounded Rugum, what?
Criculus regarded them both curiously. He was not in the best of humours, having his nap broken.
What pray are you two gabbling on at, eh? Can't I have a bit of peace? After all I've been through, clear off.
Mem sauntered out of the gatehouse huffily.
Wish we could all sleep the bloomin' day away instead of getting our bally jobs done. Fine state the jolly old abbey would be in then. What?
Criculus was settling back down. As the abbot was leaving, he tried one more time to fathom the mystery.
I'll leave you to get on with your nap, old fellow. But just a moment ago, as I came in the gatehouse, you were talking in your sleep. You seemed quite upset.
Criculus opened one eye.
Did I? What was I saying?
The abbot spoke hesitantly, as if trying to remember.
Something about a smell being everywhere, and the grass moving. You seem very unhappy about it all, because you were telling some other beast to run, shouting it aloud, almost as if something was chasing you both.
Criculus was wide awake now and on the alert. Appademus noted the look of horror on his face as he answered.
It was nothing, only a dream. Oh, leave me alone, father.
Appademus bowed.
As you wish.
He left the gatehouse. Logalog and Skipper were on the ramparts at the northeast corner, staring into the silent fastness of Mossflower Woods, when the abbot joined them and told them what Criculus had said. The Gowsim chieftain felt the fur on his nape prickling.
At first I thought they'd been attacked by the crows, but this is different. I don't like it, Father Abbot. What do you say, Skip? A smell being everywhere and grass moving?
Grasping his javelin, the big otter shook his head.
Crows don't attack at night. Leastways, I never heard of them doing so. Maybe 'twas those three stoats trailing Malbon and Criculus. They smell pretty strong, but they're worse than any other vermin that ain't washed in two seasons. Tis a puzzler, right enough. Mayhap you and me might go and take a look tomorrow, eh, Log? In the meantime, Father Abbot, you'd best forbid any beast leaving the abbey to go wandering round Mossflower.
Appademus patted the otter's well-muscled back.
At least until this matter is cleared up. Thank you for your advice, my good friend.